this is Brad Geiger welcoming you to another episode of Hey Comics Kids, or one of the supplementary podcasts, 50 Minute Max or Smart Alex. If you want, you can subscribe to all three at iTunes. You can also find us on Stitcher. And if you'd like to support the show, you can go to patreon.com/heycomicskids. All the money there goes to a fund earmarked for the kids' education. This is a show we record just about every morning on our drive to school. We're having a lot of fun doing it, and it's great to hear that you're having a lot of fun listening to it. Now, without further ado, here are the stars of the show, 12-year-old Alex and 8-year-old Max. And we're back. It's another episode of Hey Comics Kids.
Hey guys.
We've had a little summer vacation. We've got a lot of stories to catch up with.
Yep.
Right now, it is the last week before summer vacation. We're just getting the last bits of summer squeezed out until we start school next week.
May I take this over for now?
Go ahead.
I have a friend coming with us. My brother is not here, and his name is Tao.
Hello. Today I'll be telling you what my top 10 favorite Pokemon are. So I'll get started right now. My number 10 favorite Pokemon is Flygon. Flygon is a dragon type Pokemon, but it looks
ground.
But it looks like a bug. So when I first saw this Pokemon, I was like, why isn't this bug type? And ground doesn't really make sense for it, but I like it because of the design it has, and its moveset is pretty good.
I think they kind of had to make it ground type because his original form, Trapinch, his first evolution, they wanted to make at least something because their designs are way off. They are like, they are polar opposites. And they probably wanted to make at least one thing that was similar to its first evolution.
Okay, but I like it because of the design, and its moveset is okay. But the thing that makes it at top 10 because its stats aren't that good. I mean, competitive isn't really that good, so that's why it's on my top 10 Pokemon. My number 9 is actually a Pokemon from the second generation.
Some people like second gen, first gen. Everybody likes every gen.
And it's a normal type Pokemon.
All
it's
right.
Actually Ursaring.
Ursaring? Never heard of it in my life.
Ursaring is the bear normal type Pokemon
in
Gen 1. Ursaring is actually a really good attacking Pokemon, but it's extremely slow. But its defenses and special defense will helps that.
So Ursaring's kind of moveset, like a Blastoise, in a way. Like, it's really strong, but you don't, but it can take a, but it, but it's slow and, but has big bulk, it can defend.
Yeah, and Ursaring is one of the best type Pokemon to go against, like, other types, because it can learn the elemental punches, drain punch, hammer arm, a lot of, like, physical, really good physical attacks. But what makes it at number 10 is number 9 is that a lot of other normal type like Snorlax could be better than this than Ursaring,
yeah.
So that's what makes it number 9.
Mhm.
And number 8, it's going to be a legendary Pokemon that is I forgot what its name was.
Tell me about.
It's not a legendary. It's actually an ancient Pokemon from the Unova region called Archaeops. A lot of people don't like Archaeops because its ability Defeatus makes its attack power half when its HP is half. But what makes Archaeops really good is its attack power is extremely high and it has really good speed, so you can feint your opponent's Pokemon before it can even hurt you.
So it's kind of like that Pokemon that even though it's so overpowered, like it's so overpowered that it needs one thing to weigh it down.
Yeah, but
to make it good, to make it fail.
Yeah, but if you have the move choice, the item choice cards on this Pokemon, it can be so overpowered because the attack, the speed is raised by that attack. But what makes it at number 7 is still that Defeatus ability, even though its attack is extremely high. A lot of a Pokemon like Rock-type Pokemon or like bulky Normal-type Pokemon can still withstand a hit from it. And other Pokemon can just do a lot of damage. Like, I had a Samurott in my Pokemon Y2 game. I fought Iris, who has a Archeops. And her Archeops didn't do that much because it did, like, a little bit damage because my Samurott was bulky. And my Samurott just one shot killed it with Hydro Pump.
But you also have to think, well, it's also, if it's a fossil, I'm thinking it's a fossil Pokemon.
Yes, it is. It's an ancient Pokemon.
So then it would be Paltwalk. Okay. So then that kind of gives it a given that a water type would one shot, especially with one of not the best water type move, but like one of the best water type moves. Move that does a lot of damage.
Mm-hmm. So in number 6 is another Unova ancient Pokemon.
You love ancient Unova Pokemon.
Is Caracosta. Turtles are really cool animals, I think. And if you put a stone mask on one, it's even cooler.
It's Caraculo.
No, it's not.
I was trying to make a great pun, but I wanted to make one to go down in history.
And Caracosta, it's a pretty good Pokemon, good special attack, and really good bulk. But its speed is really low. But what makes it really good is it can learn Aqua Jet, which has priority. So if you have like Belly Drum or something, like Belly Drum, Aqua Jet can do a lot of damage because it's a physical attack. And has priority, so its slow stats won't even matter. What number was this again?
6. I think that the next one's number 5.
Okay, then. And it has a really good move pool, like Crunch, Hydro Pump, Rock Slide, Ancient Power, a lot of good moves. And overall, it's a pretty cool-looking Pokemon. I just like it. Like, in Pokemon White, I never got to use one myself. But every time when I start over the game, I always choose that the Caracosta fossil. It's so cool-looking, though. Like, the fossil itself is a rock shell. It's really cool.
Yeah.
And for number 5... Throughout number 5 to number 1, it's going to be a lot more, like, personal.
Yeah.
Like, more...
And that's used a lot when doing top 10 list, is the final 5 is more like Pokemon that have a backstory. That's used a lot on top 10 lists, or any real list, because I've pretty much said my point. You guys get where it's going.
Yeah.
And number 5 is Suicune.
Suicune,
Pokemon Gold was the first game I've ever played, and Suicune was the first legendary I've ever caught. But when I was training my Eevee in the forest before the third gym, which is Whitney's gym, if anybody played Gold or Silver or the remakes, they should remember how horrible
Whitney
was.
The evil one, the evilness, Whitney.
Okay, let's continue.
Twitch.
I encountered Suicune. The first thing I battled was I encountered Raikou, but I didn't get the catch the chance to battle it. I mean, try to, like, at least do something, because it used, it ran away. Mm-hmm. But when I kept training, I saw Suicune in the patch. And I said to myself, I'm not letting this one get away. And I threw my Master Ball. This is when I was playing Gold when I was 6. So don't judge me on using a Master Ball on Suicune.
You know what? Master Ball, why would you be judged? Because that's basically what the Master Ball was made for in that game. Catching those so annoying little Pokemon that keep running away. Those just so annoying.
So, yeah. Suicune was actually pretty good when I trained it up. But when I found it, it wasn't really that good. It had Gust, which is not good of an attack for flying type attacks. I forgot, the only attack that I remember is Gust, so. But I remember its moveset wasn't that good, so. But it was on the team that I defeated the Elite Four and the Champion, so. I still give it credit. Like, it kind of helped, not really. All I did whenever I got all my Pokemon were faint, I just sent that out and only use a revive and just let it get knocked out. But it's still essential to the team, so I like it because I like its design too. It has a crystal on its head. So that's my number 5 favorite Pokemon. And number 4 is actually Ampharos.
Ampharos
is first third stage Pokemon I've ever had.
That's always like aside from the first Pokemon you ever get, when the first third stage Pokemon you ever get, that's really just like something, because there's no Pokemon except I'm not counting Mega Evolution, because technically that's not an evolution. There's no fourth evolution. Mega Evolution, but I'm not counting that.
Okay.
So, it feels, and then that's like, alright, when you get to it, you're like, yo, that level, well, you're not able to fight off everything. Like, you cannot fight off the Elite Four with a level 36 or a full level or a three stage Pokemon. But you can most definitely fight with the trainers with trainers better than you used to be able to.
Yeah. And so when I caught its first stage Pokemon, Mareep, I thought to myself, you know, it's a sheep, a thunder sheep, and it looks pretty good, cool. So I just caught it. I trained it a bit and turned to a pink sheep. Then I was like, pink?
What?
Pink?
Why did I do this? Like, why?
And so, I was thinking about getting rid of it and, like, releasing it, because I don't really like the color pink. But then when I trained it up a little more, it evolved into Ampharos. I'm like,
yes!
Dude. Oh, wait. No, wait. I did not mean to say that.
What was that?
Let's just say that it was a really good Pokemon.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just leave it at that.
So I went and bought the TM for Thunderbolt, which is what Ampharos is made out of. And so it was also one of the members that I defeated the Elite Four with and the Champion. So like at Lance, Dragonite, Gyarados just got wrecked, and in the you get the battle Kogut, which if people played the original or remakes of Fire Red and Leaf Green, is one of the gym leaders, and he became an Elite Four.
Yeah.
And he uses bug and he uses poison, but he also is one of his strongest Pokemon is Ariados. And Ampharos kind of just owned it. I didn't really use my Typhlosion, which is my starter Pokemon.
Yeah.
And Fire Punch, because I taught it Fire Punch, and it kind of just owned it really badly.
Mm-hmm.
So that is my number four favorite Pokemon.
Yes.
It only gets better.
Okay, good.
Number three is the shiny Gyarados. My first shiny in the entire world of my... My first shiny ever was the shiny Gyarados when you get it in the Lake of Rage. I can't really say it was really good, because the only really good attack I knew was Dragon Rage, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But it was really exciting to get a chance to get a shiny, so I just couldn't pass out, plus it's the only way.
And, I want to say it's nice to get shinies and even that, but technically it's not really a shiny because everybody has the same chance of getting it.
But it's still really exciting to get it.
Yeah, it's always... Yeah, that's what I mean. It's really exciting, but everybody has the same chance of getting it, but...
Unless you
do. I got a shiny. But, you know what? I got a shiny.
Yeah. But I don't really have anything else to say about it, but it's still... It's more... I don't know. I'm more excited of getting a shiny than getting a Thursday Pokemon.
Yeah.
Yeah, like...
But
yeah.
The best slash worst thing that's ever happened to me in Pokemon, the luckiest slash unluckiest?
What?
I got a shiny, Fofu and, Omega Ruby. Fofu, the Pokemon room in X and Y. I got a shiny one of those, and I'm like, no! Because, yeah, it's a shiny. I got really lucky, but it's a Fofu. I'm not saying that Fofus are bad, but, they're not really that. If you want to make a good, if you want to make, a team of, overpower, if you want to make a really strong team that can defeat it, Fofu's not going to be one of them. The only reason why they made Fofu was probably so you could groom it.
Yeah, but it's still okay.
Yeah, it's an okay Pokemon, but also given the fact that it was under my team's level.
Okay, then.
A lot under it.
Number two is the first water-type Pokemon I've ever owned.
Yes.
And it's Poliwag.
Poliwag.
I caught one in my Y2 game, and I was so excited to get a Poliwrath, so, I spent, a lot of money on getting a Water Stone, getting a Water Stone, so it was actually worth it, because a new Belly Drum, which is really good, because Poliwrath is a physical attacker, and it maximizes its physical attacks, so it was actually a really good Pokemon, but I kind of like Poliwag more because of its cuteness. Poliwag, in my gold game, Poliwag was actually still not a bad Pokemon, but it got better, but it got stronger when it turned to a Poliwhirl, but I don't know, I kind of like Poliwag better than its evolution. It's so cute.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, and that's probably it for my top two Pokemon. And number one,
drum roll please,
is a fire type. Let's see if you guys, let's see if you guys can guess this.
Charizard.
It's a Pokemon that has flames on its back,
I know this.
Don't say it. It is one of the Pokemon that, if you start in Gold and Silver, probably owns Bugsy. And if you guys guess Cyndaquil, you are correct. Or if you reached Bugsy and you have Quilava, but whatever. Cyndaquil is the first Pokemon I've ever owned. First Fire type, first Pokemon. first basic Pokemon, if you count the TCG stuff. And, yeah, Cyndaquil overall is my favorite Pokemon. Some other people's top 10 favorite on YouTube are, like, the really cool-looking Pokemon. Munching Orange, Machino.
I'm not saying that those are bad. I'm just saying that that list should be reserved for another list, like top 10 more cool-looking Pokemon, something like that.
Yeah, like Munching Orange, Monferno, Mad J, I forgot what his name is, Mad something, Sceptile.
And Tau. This one, you don't need a backstory, just kind of like since we're running long time, like say what Pokemon it is, and then maybe like why you would have it, but like what would be your dream team? Like, it doesn't have to be for your top 10 Pokemon, it doesn't have to be it, but just say like Pokemon that are the strongest Pokemon that you would want on your team, or just like Pokemon that you've had that really helped you a lot, and you can like say why, how they helped you.
All right.
Like, oh, just if they're just a cool Pokemon, and you say V, and you say why you'd have it. Yeah.
Okay, so just spell out the names.
Yeah. And then
okay, let me just. Can I start now?
Yeah.
Samurott, Haxorus, Electivire. I would also like a Ursaring. Excuse me. I would also, I want to think, a Darmanitan, and Lucario.
Yeah, Lucario, like with my list, you're always going to hear Lucario on my lists.
Yeah, are Unova Pokemon, because I played mostly Unova games. So, a lot of the Pokemon that I use are Unova's Pokemon. I just really like the Unova region. A lot of people complain that all of the Pokemon in the region look ugly. But that's completely different.
Like, people say that the garbage Pokemon looks bad, but are you guys forgetting a little Pokemon called Muk?
Well, technically, Garbodor kind of looks more ugly than Muk, because Muk is just a blob, but Garbodor is more detailed, that makes it more ugly.
Or at least Muk is more creative than an ice cream cone. Like, people keep saying, no, I don't like this, I don't like this gen because there's an ice cream Pokemon.
That Pokemon is actually really good.
Yeah, if you actually said, other than design wise, is it good? Then yes, but you know, ice types, and fire types kind of get the short end of the stick because, like, unless you have like a really like a, unless you can, it's fast and can learn Earthquake, like Sceptile, then it's not really good because of the tremendous amount of fire type and fire type usage.
Yeah, but speaking of the vanilla type, in my second playthrough of Pokemon White, I was thinking of what my team was because I don't remember. And it was Samurott, Galvantula, it was Darmanitan, it was, what was it called again? That muscular Pokemon. Girder. And what was the last one? Completely forgot everything.
Was it like a dragon type?
No, I never had a dragon type. Was it a fire? No, it wasn't a fire. Was it a ground type? I don't remember, but I did remember before, but I didn't remember the last teammate. And speaking of ice cream, Vanillish. What was this thing?
Yeah, Vanillish.
Vanillish was actually my last Pokemon in that team. It was really good. It was the one that took down Getz's strongest Pokemon, which is a Hydreigon.
I had so much trouble with Getz's, but to be honest, High Dragon wasn't his strongest Pokemon was
Electros,
because you have it has nothing can super affect it. There's no disadvantages. So the best you can do is use a really strong rock type move.
There is a way to bypass Electros, is to use an Audino, which has any Pokemon that has Simple Beam to change its ability Levitate to Simple.
Mm-hmm.
But overall,
but that's just too specific. Like that's not a Pokemon that a normal Pokemon team in that game might consist of I'm not gonna say this because some people might think differently, but what I'm trying to say is it's not a Pokemon that you would gun for. I'm gonna spend 3 hours trying to catch this Pokemon.
Unless it's a legendary though, maybe Raikou, Entei, Suicune, Latios, Latios, which is in the Hoenn region, maybe the three trio birds, which you have to travel around the whole region in X and Y, stuff like that.
Yeah.
So Vanillish was actually really helpful because it has the efficiency to miss dodge Hydreigon's Fire Blast.
Oh, the thing is with Hydreigon is even if you have a counter like a Water or Dragon type, it's fast and it has moves to deflect Water types. Water types can learn Ice type moves.
But for some reason, Vanillish was somehow faster. Then an ice cream cone was faster than a four-winged dragon.
Makes total sense.
But I don't recommend putting an ice cream cone versus a dragon if dragons were real in real life.
Go ice cream cone! Yeah. Ice cream cone, why have you splattered on the ground?
Yeah.
Oh, come on, I spent $10 on that thing. I quit.
We kind of went over the top 10 thing, so that's going to be it for the top 10 favorite Pokemon. But the next time I'm here,
What would you like to talk about if we had you back?
We'll leave that for then.
That's something that we can think about.
Yeah.
So, Max, do you want to wrap this one up?
All right. Speaking for myself, my dad, and our guest, Stahl Tao. Thank you for coming, Tao. Bye, buddy. Oh, wait. Don't forget to wait and comment and leave a friendly comment. This is a friendly place, people. Also, the Blueberry Network, Stitchos, and another place. Blueberry Network.
Oh, that's what you just said.
And of course, you can find us on iTunes.
All right. Yeah, you can find us on Stitchos, the Blueberry Network, and iTunes.
I thought you said the B-O-O-B word.
Goodbye, everybody.
Bye, guys.
I'm what?